My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And the Bourne Geo's Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. I am the reigning champ of the picks last year, but you understand how that works. Generally, you have a good year, then you come back, you have a bad year, much like a bullpen, much like a reliever. You never really have consistency in these picks, so we'll see if I can do it again. It was a, yes, it was a massive beatdown last year. It even did the win percentage last year, over 10%, as I was 10 games over 500. So this year, I'll probably be 20 games under 500, but I'll at least have that DVD to go back and watch as I held the Lombardi up with the confetti coming down. So, a new year, new teams, same guys, same format. Five games. We will pick five games, including the Jets and Giants, every single week, unless one of the two teams is so completely out of it we don't feel like picking the game. But it's five games, two of which will be the local teams. Jerry, let's take it away.
All right, we take it away with the Friday night game. First time we're going to see a game in Brazil on a Friday night. It will be the Packers and the Eagles. The Eagles listed as a 2.5-point favorite.
All righty, guys, I'm going to take the Eagles, and I will lay the points here. I just think the Eagles, their skill positions, we talked about it. Can't wait to see Saquon Barkley and what he brings to this Eagle offense. I think the defense will be a little bit better. They're not going to be as bad as they were the second half of the season. And we got a young Packers team that's still trying to find its way. I'll take the Eagles down into Sao Paulo.
Yeah, I like the Eagles as well. And I actually think it's a good thing that they're playing somewhere foreign and different to them as opposed to being at home with all the pressure they're going to have on them with all the way things ended last year. I like the Eagles to cover that number easily. I think they're going to score a bunch of points, and it's going to be mostly through the air. Not that Saquon's going to score four touchdowns, but you're going to see the flexing of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Give me the Eagles minus the 2.5.
Or perhaps I'm scarred from the playoffs last year. I will take the Packers plus the 2.5. Not only did they whoop up on the Cowboys, they should have beat the 49ers and should have gone to the Super Bowl. Another big step for Jordan Love. I will take Green Bay plus 2.5. All right, game number two. A interstate game for Florida. You got the Jaguars at the Dolphins. Miami, the home team, they are minus 3.5.
One of the fun teams to really watch this year, the Miami Dolphins. I think they are terrific. I love their head coach. I love their offensive scheme. I love the fact that guys are running all wide open all over the place. I don't think the Jaguars tried to spend some money on the defense this year. Obviously, a huge year for Trevor Lawrence and his new contract. I'm going to take Tua to cover the points and put up a lot of points against this Jaguar defense.
You got to pick the Dolphins at home in the beginning of the season. This is where they flex. This is when they're at their best. At home, warm weather, everybody's healthy. So I do think the Jaguars are going to have a bounce back year and maybe make it back to the postseason, but they're going to lose this game. 3.5 is a little annoying. I'd rather it have be 3, but you got to do what you got to do. So give me the Miami Dolphins to do what they do generally in the beginning of seasons and score 50 points and win.
And by the way, Miami, much like we saw last night with Kansas City, if not the fastest team in the league, at least the top 3 fastest offensive skill players in the league.
I'm with both of you. I think this thing's a track meet, and I think the Dolphins outscore the Jaguars. I will take the Dolphins as well, minus the 3.5. All right, the Tom Brady game. You've got the Cowboys in Cleveland against the Browns. Cleveland minus 2.5.
This is interesting. You know, CeeDee Lamb hasn't practiced. He's got his new contract. Dak is still dealing with a contract issue. You're going to be going up against a top five defense in the NFL in the Browns. And Myles Garrett is looking for a Defensive Player of the Year award. I was going to take the Cowboys here, but I think I'm going to take the Browns and lay the points.
Damn it.
So 3 for 3, me and you. I don't like when we pick the same games every single week, so hopefully this isn't a trend. Maybe I'll go first next week and see how it works out. But I do like the Browns. I think it's been a weird offseason there in Dallas. This is one of the last places you want to start when you have a weird offseason where guys are holding out and they're still talking about your contract and the defenders are flying around all over the place. I still think Sean Watts is just a weird situation there with that Browns offense, but I think it'll be close. I think it'll be low scoring, even though Dallas, we know how good they are offensively. But I think in this game, it's going to be like a 20-17 type of football game, and I'm going to take the Browns to cover.
I believe in Dak, and part of me dominating you two this year will be getting off to a good start by winning the first game tonight and then winning this game. Cowboys plus 2.5. Plus, I expect them to win 15 games this year. It's going to start Sunday. All right, the two local teams. 1 o'clock, MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Vikings and Giants. The Giants getting 1.5.
Yeah, give me the home dog, the New York Giants. If they're going to win a game, this has got to be it. And I think, as I've been saying now for the last month, that Brian Daboll is going to be an aggressive play caller. He's got Malik Nabers. He's got a group of wide receivers that are pretty damn good. They're not a top 10 group yet, but they are pretty good. They got some speed. I think they fixed their problems on the offensive line. Obviously, the things I'm concerned about most are their secondary. I do think this is a high-scoring game like we talked about this morning, G.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to take the Giants over your Vikings.
No, that's fine. This is a really tough one, and I've been waiting to this moment to finally decide what I'm going to do. And I could see it going either way. I do love the over in this game, but since we've agreed on every single game, I'm just going to go opposite, because if you had picked the Vikings, it would have gone with the Giants. That's how much of a toss-up I think that it is. But I think this game will be won or lost on if the Vikings' offensive line can handle Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Brian Burns. That is the entire football game to me, because if they can, then Sam Darnold will be able to get the ball down the field to the wide receivers and T.J. Hockenson. So, if not, he'll be on his ass the whole day and throw 5 interceptions, and the season will feel like it's over. So, I'll take the Vikings in this one.
All right, I'm with you, Boomer. I'm taking the Giants plus the 1.5. I think they're going to be not a good team, but better than people think. And I'll give you a prop bet. I'm taking Daniel Jones plus 209 passing yards. How about that?
Okay, over 209.
I don't think that's a crazy number, and no, I think they are going to throw the ball down the field.
They have to.
And then the final game, and I feel like it's the most anticipated game of the weekend after last night. You've got the Jets in Santa Clara against the Niners, who are a 4.5-point favorite.
All right, so the 49ers, much like the Cowboys, dealing with a lot of off-the-field contractual issues, and of course their first-round draft pick is going to be out for the first 4 weeks after getting shot in San Francisco. So, if you're going to beat them and you're going to play them tough and you got a top-end defense, I think this is the game you got to do it. So I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the Jets on the road. I think they keep it close. I don't think they win, but I do think they keep it close and they'll cover.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Jets as well. I actually love the Jets in this game on Monday night. Something has to go right for them. If you're going to catch the 49ers, it's going to be early. We've said all these things throughout the entire week, and I think they're going to come out, especially Rob Saleh going back there. Aaron Rodgers, we haven't seen him in so long. Maybe it'll be a little rusty in the first quarter, but I love the Jets in this game. I actually love the Jets to win the game, so give me the Jets.
I'm with you. I would take the Jets on the money line, let alone the 4.5, so I'm taking New York as well, plus the 4.5.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.